Give me your favorite line, "So There I Was," please.
So there I was.
Driving, and all of a sudden my gas light comes on with a ding.
Okay.
Telling me that it's time to fuel up.
Right.
Harris Teeter has started a partnership with BP.
Bam, I saw that.
I got mad Harris Teeter points, but I don't have a Harris Teeter gas station, which is what they've been using before, near me. So, and I don't have a BP near me. Of course.
Is this the rewards program similar to Kroger where you spend $100, you get 10 cents off?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, life has changed.
So
seriously.
Everybody's got good Harris Teeter points.
Yeah.
So, but I don't have a BP near me, of course.
Yeah, I don't even know where there is a BP.
So, I think you might have a BP on Providence and...
I think you do.
I think that might be a BP there on the corner, is it not?
I think they've changed it.
There's an Exxon, and I think there's a BP.
So,
I know where the Exxon is.
Okay. So, I don't know where a BP is. So, on my way to work, I'm like, there's got to be one on South Boulevard somewhere. And then I started thinking, but I got confused with QT.
QT, BP.
So, I punch it into my car, and my car's like, exit Nations Ford Road. So, I do that, and then it's like, go 2 miles, and I'm like, oh, I'm going way out of my way from where I'm heading to work, but I sent a text message and said I was going to be a little late, and then it's like in a half mile turn right, and then next thing you know, I'm in like this neighborhood, and not only is there no gas stations around, there's hardly anything around.
Whoa. Oh, there's like nothing down by us. Like all the BPs are like north and west of the city.
I know.
Yeah. There's like one down by us and
10,000 Harris Teeters and two BPs in South Shore.
Yeah.
Thanks, Harris Teeter.
There's one on Ballantyne Commons. Was that where it was trying to take you?
No, that's where I need to go, though.
Yeah.
Roy, it takes me. The GPS says go left, go right. Next thing you know, I'm stopped. Where am I stopped? In front of the adult superstore in some weird shopping center.
Yeah.
BT Dubs, it's open.
Whoa.
BT Dubs. Think they close.
There's people there.
At 5 a.m.?
At 5:12 in the morning.
How are they interested in something like that at 5 a.m.?
I don't know.
They never went to sleep.
That's what I was thinking, was their night hasn't ended yet.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm looking at the locations of the BP, and I know where you two live.
There's
and
it's like, nothing
it's
down
like
there.
The people who own BP. BP was like, don't put them anywhere near me. In the red. Like, it is nowhere
Hello,
near you.
BP? BP?
I mean, nowhere near you.
No, it really is not.
It's everywhere else but near you.
I know. My mom's got one. I guess I could fuel it. But I'm going to be out of gas looking for a BP.
Wait,
so I can save 10
gas?
Cents a gallon. No. I didn't. No. I'm still on the hunt for a BP.
Don't be cheap. I for 10 cents. Go get gas, dude. You're going to run out.
But I want to try it. And by the way, gas is $2.79 a gallon right now. It's crept up.
Good gosh.
I can use a little.
I'm more interested in this store. What's going on?
Did you go in?
So there I was. Curious. Like, no, of course I didn't go in. I was like, I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
I'm going to run out of gas. I don't want to get caught. But, you know, we always hear funny stories from you guys, too. Maybe this is where you could jump in early in the morning and quickly share a story about how the GPS screwed you up. I mean, we've heard story after story about how the GPS drove somebody into a pond. Or a GPS drove someone, they were looking for a restaurant, and they ended up in the mountains lost in a snowstorm.
Do you remember I was trying to meet you guys at Dunkin' Donut, and I ended up at a cow pasture.
Oh, that's true.
So
in Mint Hill.
Yeah.
You were coming to the Dunkin' in Mint Hill. 704-570-9595. Sharing my frustration. Did your GPS steer you wrong?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Pizza, I want some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our KISS95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Make sure you're listening in about an hour from now. $1,000 in your bank with the KISS cash code. Legendary Friday free-for-all kicks us off, sending us into the weekend in an hour from now on the MRL show. Oh, by the way, I found a new dating app, and we need to ask the women if it's what, if anybody's used it and it works, because women are swearing by it. We found it online.
Okay.
And we'll discuss that coming up here in just a little bit.
So how did your GPS just take you in the complete wrong way? I mean, where did it fail you?
I was looking for a BP this morning, and I got taken literally to an adult store where it was active. There was like three people parked out front, and one person was smoking a cigarette, which leads me to believe that he was heading back in.
You know, and whenever this stuff would happen, because you and Loren have these stories, I was like, it must be you. Because it's never happened to me until I had to go meet you, Manny, in Waxhaw at that park.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, because you don't ever need GPS. Like, you don't leave South End, typically. Yeah,
that's true. And then, like, I went through, like, a Civil War museum road. I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
All right, let's talk with Jackie and Cornelius. Jackie, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
When did GPS steer you in the wrong direction, Jackie? What happened?
I was babysitting in, like, a developing neighborhood, and I just had gotten off. It was probably, like, 11 o'clock at night, and my GPS kept leading me into, like, construction zones. So there was one point where I was literally in, like, a red clayed construction zone, and I had to do a three-point turn between all these ditches. It was a hot mess. Because, like, then my lights weren't working. It was a whole thing.
Oh, it's the worst. And you're in a neighborhood, too. It's just annoying because you know there's a way out. You just can't find it.
Yeah, it was like a maze. I don't know how they plan on, because it wasn't even really on GPS yet because it was still developing. Like, the streets didn't really have names.
You're right, Jackie. Thank you. I went to a buddy's Halloween party in Indian Land, and it was a new development. And they're like, turn right. But there was no right. If I turned right, I'd end up into a field.
Right.
This is Anthony, Bessemer City. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Go ahead, buddy.
All right, so me and my wife were taking, like, just a mini vacation over the summer. And we worked that day, and we decided just to go at it, like, late. And we decided to go to the mountains. Well, we took the GPS, and so we wasn't getting up there till like, 11:30, 12 o'clock. And it is pitch black in the mountains when we get there. And this GPS has us going up this one-lane dirt road at, you know, pitch black hours, midnight.
Yeah, like a horror movie. Like, Michael Myers' house is going to be at the other end.
Michael Myers would have been like a dream. Yes, I would have welcomed that with open arms.
Oh, so dude, sounds terrible.
Like this one-lane dirt road. And I look up and I see the sign that says four-wheel drives only beyond this point.
Oh.
And it's like a straight up a hill, curving to the left and the right. My wife's like, well, what are we in? I was like, well, we can't turn around.
Oh, man.
And we fly, and I was like, oh, no, we're going together. This GPS is going to take us with us.
We're going, so you stayed with the GPS?
We're going together.
Well, there was nowhere to turn around at this point. Like, we're up here in deliverance somewhere.
So Dallas and I, when we were in Hawaii, we had a similar situation. We were trying to find like a surf overlook, and you had to drive through these like fields with really tall grass. And literally there's just grass on either side of the car, and it literally drives to the edge of a cliff. Like if we were not looking at the GPS, we would have driven off this cliff.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. It was so dangerous. I was like, I can't believe this exists.
And you wonder how many people's done that, too, you know. Because you can't be the only one. Lauren and Rock Hill, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi, thank you.
So you were looking for where? You were looking for Clover?
Yeah, I was going on a date in Clover, and the person gave me the GPS address, so I put it into my dad's GPS that he gave me. It was supposed to be really high-tech quality, and it brought me all the way to Pineville.
Pineville? That's nowhere near Clover.
Yeah, I know. The person called me and was like, hey, where are you at? I'm at the restaurant. Where are you at? I'm, like, confused. Are you standing me up? I was like, oh, my God. You're going to have to give me directions from here because I don't know where I'm going.
Oh, my gosh. How long did it take you to get there from Pineville?
Probably almost an hour back.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Man.
Was it worth it? How'd the date go?
We went on two more, and then it was like, well, you know.
Can't find Clover anymore. This GPS is really screwing me up, guy. Thanks, Lauren. I have reason to believe her dad set the GPS to go to Pineville.
Yeah, just to mess
just
with
to
her.
Protect. Yeah. He didn't want her going down there. Jessica Matthews, we can't get to her, but the GPS took her down a dirt road and was followed by guys.
Oh, good
on four-wheelers with chainsaws. How scary is that?
Whoa. Were you, like, was it a haunted maze? Like,
you want to talk to her? Oh, we don't have a lot of time. Oh. You haven't got 1 minute.
Literally, Loren, literally 60 seconds,
okay.
Jessica.
What happened, Jessica?
So I was actually just headed to a surprise birthday party, and it was in White Top, Virginia. The GPS told us to go there. My son had just gotten sick all in the car, but we go up this dirt road anyways. We get to a point where it forks. GPS didn't say that. And it's like mud, and I'm in a sedan. Like, I'm not driving through the mud. So we like a 14 point turn to get back down this hill. 14. And here come these guys on four wheelers with chainsaws on the front.
Jeez. Wow. That sounds like a movie set.
Yeah, I would have been terrified. Yeah.
Did the movie Wrong Turn?
Yes.
That scary movie? It's kind of like that.
Did they let you through?
Yeah, they actually pulled off, but like, we didn't know what was going to happen because when we got to that fork, there were all these no trespassing signs.
Oh, you're on private property. Right. Yeah.
Right. I mean, and my husband's like, my husband has a concealed carry, so he's like, get my gun.
Thanks, no. GPSs. Thanks for this, Jessica. Thank you. I mean, the GPSs are the most horrible, worst thing on the planet.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.